The noise started early Saturday morning and continued through the weekend until late Sunday afternoon. Some residents of the Albany, Vermont area say turbines from the Lowell Mountain Project sounded like jet engines or a tornado that would not stop. Don Nelson says he heard it as soon as he got up at 5:30 Saturday morning.
What was coming off the top of that mountain sounded just like a great big 747 landing. I mean, I'm not stretching it. It was unreal. And once in a while, you'd hear the thump of the blades mixed in with it. This went on all through Saturday. Once in a while, you'd have a few seconds where you thought, well, it's going to die down. But it never did. And it went on until 10 after 5 on Sunday evening. We have neighbors here mile to a mile and a quarter from it, and every one of them were hearing it. And I went around with a paper, and we got 33 signatures of people that were hearing this. And Albany Center is 3.5 miles from the ridgeline, and they could hear it playing up there.
The Vermont Department of Public Service has received a letter from at least 33 people complaining about significant noise. Director for Public Advocacy Jeff Common says the fundamental question is whether the owner of the project, Green Mountain Power, is complying with the noise conditions mandated in its Certificate of Public Good.
One of the first things we do is we contact the utility. We tell them that we have received complaints. Green Mountain Power has a noise monitoring plan that was approved by the Public Service Board. It does have a complaint procedure. Under that approved plan, the noise monitoring does not really start to happen until the project is complete. The project is not yet complete. However, I have spoken with the utility, and they are setting up that complaint procedure so that they will be able to take calls and respond to them. On the noise monitoring plan, one of the things that it requires is confirmation of the noise testing by an independent third party. And that independent third party has been chosen with the consent and approval of groups who oppose the wind project.
Green Mountain Power spokesperson Dottie Schnur says they received only one complaint, but they have ways to adjust the turbines to lessen the noise.
We're still in the construction mode. Not all of the turbines are up and operating. Once they're all up and operating, we'll have some automated systems in place that can adjust the operations of the turbines. Because we're still in construction mode, not all of those are functioning, so we need to manually adjust our operations to ensure that in the future these kind of atmospheric conditions do not create the sound that apparently was heard in the area.
All of the turbines for the Lowell Wind Project have been assembled and will be connected to the electric grid by the end of the year. 15 of the 21 turbines are generating electricity. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.